Vavakama perkei mishnei hachofer bor b'rishus hayochad b'sachol b'rishus harabim. If a person digs a bor in rishus hayochad in his own rishus, he's allowed to dig a bor in his own rishus. However, b'sachol b'rishus harabim, the opening of the bor is in rishus harabim. O b'rishus harabim b'sachol b'rishus hayochad, or the hollowness of the pit is in rishus harabim. That's where he digs it out. B'sachol b'rishus hayochad, but the opening of the pit is in his rishus. Here, the Mefarshim explain, he's going to be mafgir the land around the bor, because we're going to see all these cases, he's chayiv, and if the opening, which is the takala, which is the dangerous item, is in his rishus, why should he ever be chayiv? So the Torah says he's mafgir around the whole area, and therefore he's chayiv. You don't have to own the bor itself, he can be mafgir the bor too. If you're the one that digs a bor, you're always responsible. Or if he digs a bor in Rishus Hayachid and the opening is in a different Rishus Hayachid of the same person, doesn't Lav Davka have to be a different Rishus Hayachid? It's just because of the other cases of the Mishnah like Taisyantar brings. Nevertheless, in this case too, he's mafkir around the bor. Chayiv. All these cases, he's chayiv. Hachofer bor b'rishus harabim. Person digs a bor b'rishus harabim. Benafel l'socho shor o chamor v'meis. Chai, person digs a bor, b'shus harabim, and the bor is more than 10 tefachim deep, and a shor, an ox, or a chamor, a donkey, fall into it and die, he's chayiv. He's a bor, b'shus harabim, and he's chayiv on that too. Echad achayfer bor, whether it's a bor, siach, the Rav says, siach is, it's long and more narrow, it's like a ditch. Uma'ara, we always call a cave. Ma'ara, though, is squared off, and usually covered, but it has some kind of opening. Charitzin are also wide and square like a cave, but they're not covered. I think charitzin is like a cavern. I'm not sure. Ne'itzin are more narrow on the bottom and wider on top. Chayiv. All these cases, they're chayiv. Because they're all like a bor. Im kein lama nema bor. So why does the Torah say bor? It's any of these types of spaces. Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lohamis, asar tefachim. So it's lav dafka bor. It's just like a bor, though. Has the ability to kill, and it's 10 tvachim. Af kol sheyesh bo kedei lohamis asar tvachim. So to anything that has the ability to kill, which is 10 tvachim. Hayepchusin me asar tvachim. If the bor was less than 10 tvachim, enafal l'soch ashor o chamor v'meis. Potter. If it was less than 10 tvachim, and a shor or a chamor died, then he's potter, because he's an onus. V'mhuzik bo chayv. But if the shor or chamor, any of his live animals, get damaged in a bor that's less than 10 tefachim, then he is chayiv. Because that, it does have the ability to cause damage.